Is God good or is he good?
Yes.
Now, we're going to have to start doing some things in faith. I mean, you're going to have to start praying for people, doing things when somebody says, no, I don't believe in your junk. Don't even touch me. And you just say, well, I'm sorry. In the name of Jesus. Just reach over, just put your hand on the shoulder and say, it's too late. I'm going to pray for you anyway.
Right.
And say, Lord, heal this wonderful man or woman in the name of Jesus. And they jerk away from you and say, don't you touch me. And you say, well, you're already healed. It's too late. I already prayed for you in faith. When we do something in faith, who always shows up?
Jesus.
The Lord does. He always shows up when we do something in faith. Now, don't do it like Peter did. Don't walk up and put your hand on somebody and say, can I pray for you? No. Well, but please let me pray for you, please. I mean, you know, Jesus might do something wonderful for you. You let me pray for you. Maybe he would. Forget it. You might as well go home now. Ain't nothing going to happen. You got to do something in faith.
Amen.
Bold faith. When you do it in bold faith, the king always shows up. Now then, he says, according as his divine power, he has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Now then, if there's anything we as Christians should know, what is it we should know? The Word.
Amen.
We ought to be reading the Word. We ought to have it in our heart. Then he says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That's like a young boy the other day. I was down at Fry's Wholesale, down, or whatever you call it, Fry's, whatever, Electronics. And I heard some boy say, Mr. Scrivener. And I thought, wow, where's that come from? I turned around and looked at, here come a young man in his mid-20s. Come running across the floor, grabbed my hand. She said, praise God, I want to tell you thank you. I said, well, where did I meet you, son? He said, about 4 years ago, I come to one of your healings. My daddy told me to come to one of your meetings, your healing meeting in Dallas. I said, okay. He said, I came. I said, what was wrong with you? He said, I was hooked on pornography.
Wow.
20 years old, hooked on pornography. And he said, I came to your meeting and you told me Joel 2:32 would set me free.
Amen.
Now, just Joel 2:32? What does Joel 2:32 say? Well, let's look and see what Joel 2:32 says. Look at what Joel 2:32 says. We're going to come back here to 2 Peter in a minute, but we're going to go to Joel 2:32. I want you to see this awesome promise. I love the way it reads. Joel 2:32. Look at that first line. And it what?
It shall.
Maybe.
No. It shall.
It shall. If God said it shall.
It shall.
Hey, I mean the king. I mean he's not wishy-washy, is he?
No.
And it shall come to pass. Oh, you got to have a certain person. Oh, I don't have to. Who did it say it worked for? Whoever?
Whoever.
Are you a whoever?
Yes.
Oh, are you whoever?
Yes.
Oh, praise God. Then it's for all of us, right?
Yes.
And it shall come to pass. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered.
Amen.
I mean, I told him, I said, son, all you got to do is believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, let's put your name in there. God said, and it shall come to pass that Ron shall call on the name of the Lord and he shall be delivered. Did he say he might be delivered?
No.
I said, but you got to believe that. Is God a faith God?
Yes.
Yeah. So I said, son, all you got to do is believe that. He said, well, I'm sick and tired of being hooked on pornography. He said, I've tried everything to get off of it and I can't get off of it. I said, but the power is in you as a son of God to get rid of it.
Man.
You have the Holy Ghost living in you. You have the power within you. Now then, God, once you get a hold of this scripture, he's going to actually take that Holy Spirit and he's going to kick that devil of hell out of you in the name of Jesus. Because I'm going to speak to that devil and that devil's going in the name of Jesus. And I spoke to it. I said, do you believe that? He said, sir, it is written. Hey, that's a good place to start, isn't it?
Amen.
It is written. I said, so in the name of Jesus now, I rebuke you, spirit of hell, you spirit of pornography, and I demand that you get out of this boy and don't you ever come back in Jesus' name. I said, son, I guarantee you, you won't never have another desire for pornography. It will not be there because God made you a promise. You call on his name, he said, it shall come to pass.
Amen.
4 years later, I seen him in Fry's, and he's still praising God. I mean, he said, I was delivered from that day. He said, I ain't never had another desire to turn on that computer, to look at pornography, not one time. He said, I was free right then. He said, you know, I'm living in California. My parents moved to California, and I went out there with them, and I met another young boy out there like myself, and said, he believes like I do. He said, you know, there ain't nobody, hardly nobody in California believes the Word of God. I said, I can believe that. I can believe that. With all the perversion that's going on in California, I can understand that, you know, I mean, oh, it's okay to be gay. Oh, it may be okay to be gay, but I wouldn't want to stand before God one day and be gay. Because I'll tell you what he did to the gays in Sodom and Gomorrah. First thing he done to them was he blinded them. And then the next thing he did, he blew them up with sulfur and brimstone. He burned the rocks. If God didn't like it then, I got a feeling he don't like it today.
Amen.
So I ain't going to have nothing to do with them. I'm going to tell them about Jesus, and if they don't want to hear it, that's okay. All I can say, I know the one that can deliver them.
Amen.
If you're sick and tired of being a gay, you don't have to be one no more.
Amen.
If you're sick and tired of having AIDS, you don't have to have it no more. God will forgive you. And he'll make you a born-again, spirit-filled son or daughter of the King of the universe. You don't have to be a lesbian. You don't have to be gay. You don't have to be nothing. You can die and go to hell if you want to. Or you can be a Christian.
Amen.
It's a choice. And somebody, of course, I say it's a choice. After you're prayed for by somebody of faith, it ain't a choice no more. Do you know that? You know, when I learned that Proverbs 21:1, look at this. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and as the rivers of water, he turns it whithersoever he will. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about when I say these things. Some of you may have heard this on some of my teachings, but I'll tell it again. One night I was on Daystar television, and a young man called me. We went on the air. I was on the prayer lines. A young man called. Soon as the prayer line number went on the screen, my phone rang. He said, I need prayer. I said, okay, son, what's wrong? He said, my wife left me and the children and went to work in a strip club. I said, well, your wife's not a Christian. He said, no, she's not a Christian. I said, are you a Christian? He said, yes. I said, okay, I'm going to go to the throne of grace. Now I'm going to do what Hebrews 4:16 says. I want you to see the scripture that I used to do all these things. Hebrews 4:16. I want you to see this wonderful promise. Look what it says. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come. Oh, come what? Oh. Does God want his children to be little wimps?
No.
He wants us to be bold. He wants us to be one of those Navy boys. I mean, as strong and bold as we can be, Ernest.
Amen.
That's why he made us soldiers. He called us soldiers, didn't he?
Yes,
we can be bold soldiers. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. Does this boy have a time of need?
Yes. Yes.
His wife left him and the kids and went to work in a strip club. She's disarming, or I should say, unrobing herself before a group of lustful men. Now then, I go to the throne of grace, and after going to the throne of grace, I quote this, after I go up and praise the Lord for a few minutes, I go to Luke 10:19-20. I want you to see what Luke 10:19-20 says. Behold, Jesus is speaking, behold, I give unto you power to tread on the devil and his scorpions. Oh, he gives me power to tread, to trample on the devil and his demons. Isn't that good news?
Yes.
And that's not some fly-by-night cowboy talking either. That's Jesus.
Yes.
That's the King of the universe talking right there. Now, you know, if I'd have wrote this book, you could have said, well, Thurman's crazy. But since I didn't write this book, I just teach this book. When I speak these words, I ain't crazy.
Amen.
Because God says, I may have a lot of problems in a lot of areas. I don't know. One of them is I believe the word. I believe. If God said it, now I may not believe the books you write, but this one I believe. You know, I may not believe the television programs I see, but this book I believe. I can take this one to the bank. Behold, I give unto Thurman power. Can you put your name in there? I give unto Thurman power to tread on the devil and his demons, and over all the power of the enemy. How much power do I have over the enemy?
All.
All. That beast, oh my goodness. and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that those evil spirits have to be subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your name's written in heaven. Now then, how do you make a devil subject to you? You speak to him. I caught myself up to the throne of grace. I worshiped the Lord for a few minutes. Then I said, Satan, I call you in here to the throne right now, and I've got a word for you. I said, in the name of Jesus, I command you get your filthy hands off of this man's wife.
Amen.
You've been blind in her mind. She's out there stripping her body off in front of a bunch of men that's lustful. I said, I have power over you. I know you're blinding her mind. So I command you to get your filthy hands off of her. You and all your demons of hell, you get your hands off of this woman right this minute. And don't you bother her no more. Do you hear me, devil, in the name of Jesus?
Right.
Now, what kind of power did he say he give us?
Oh.
So why don't we believe him? I said, now, Father, now after I've kicked the devil out, I said, now, Father, I ask you to move by your Holy Spirit on this woman's heart. Yes. Now, who's going to flow her heart? The Lord is.
Amen.
Now, why is he going to move on her heart? Because of my requests or your requests for somebody. He's going to move on their heart because of your prayer as you come to him in holiness and obedient to his word, washed in the blood of Jesus. This power belongs to you and me. And so I commanded these devils to leave and never come back. Now I ask the Father in Jesus' name to convict this woman of sin and bring her into the kingdom of God and gloriously save her. I said, now, Lord, I don't know who the right laborer is, but if it's this boy, if this young man that's called me, if he can be the laborer that can lead his ex-wife to Christ, I said, use him for your glory to bring her into the kingdom. If he's not the right one, then you move on the heart of the right one, but I want the right person to be able to witness to this woman. And I claim that woman's spirit, soul, and body for you and service under your kingdom forever in the name of Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord, it's done. I said, son, call me with your praise report. And I hung up the phone. Now, you didn't hear no faith in that at all, did you? This is what a lot of us will do. Well, if God does something for her, call me and let me know.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, I've Got Jesus Riding With Me, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.